our topic for tonight is gentle parenting. And maybe some of you have heard about it, some of you haven't. But it is a topic that one would categorize as one of those new age topic. But new age kind of like parenting models. And you can understand where it comes from based on how people have been with children. But let me not get ahead of myself. Now, gentle parenting essentially is a phenomenon that started a few decades ago, but it's gained popularity with the internet. Now, with the increased access of social media use and influencers and our children gaining access to it as well, we see a lot of influence, you know, in our lives. Chief among those is the influence on how parents should raise their children. Not long ago, we were hearing all about gender fluidity, that people can choose how they want to identify, whether they identify as a microphone, whether they identify as a plant, and all of that. And to show that that was just a phase, by just an executive order, all of that confusion seem to have died down, right? Which means that it was not something that lasted, something that was meant to be there, or something that had any concrete or substance. But nonetheless, I want us to take a step back for a moment and ask ourselves how we became parents. Most people became parents intentionally. So they had a purpose. They wanted to be parents. And by them wanting to be parents, they got into a relationship. And in their relationship, then they decided, okay, I'm going to wait until I get married to have children because I believe that is the right way of doing it. And so that's what they did. They waited until they were married and then had children because then the foundation is right. And then there's another category of parents who did not necessarily want children, but somehow they had children, and then they saw, okay, how do I make sense of where I am right now? And so they did. They found a way, and boom, they're kind of navigating around parenting. And then there's another category that I would want to label as consequential parents. So as a consequential parent, there were certain actions that you did that they were not necessarily intended for you, in your view, for you to have children. But there you are, you had children and you have children, or you have a child. And now you don't know what to do with this thing. You don't know what to do with this thing called parenting. Excuse me. And now you find yourself needing to find direction. Where do I go? What do I do? And so what do? You do research, you go wherever you need to go, you find your source. And especially if your relationship with God is not that strong, where you can seek guidance from Him. And so you find yourself going through endless research, asking experts, and then coming across this phenomena called gentle parenting. So gentle parenting, essentially, it then says you need to have respect for a child. Okay, that's fine, you think, Zibuse. It says treat children as valuable individuals. Well, they are. Back then, it used to be that children should be seen and not heard. But then today, children should be seen and heard. So, okay, it makes sense. And then there's the philosophy that you need to treat children with empathy, and you understand their emotions rather than dismissing them. So a child will come and kind of make faces, or they're grumpy, or they don't want to articulate anything. And so you have to try and seek to understand, hey baby, hey son, hey daughter, what's happening? How are you feeling? Tell me your emotions. And then you try and explain what emotions are, if you as a parent even understand emotions at that stage. But that's essentially what you do. You need to have the patience to understand what a child is going through. And then you set boundaries with love. So you're setting limits in a nurturing way rather than just being the authoritarian. in the relationship of a parent and a child. So you don't necessarily bring your authority into the space. You don't necessarily overpower your child in things that they want to express. So you give them that space. You're setting limits in a nurturing way rather than just enforcing things. And so that requires patience. But another aspect again of gentle parenting basically says that you need to teach your children constantly. You need to make sure that you're educating them. And when they've done wrong, you need to sit them down and say, you know what you did? Do you understand why it is wrong? Because when something is wrong, this is how it impacts other people, and this is how it should not be done. And that's basically what you are doing with gentle parenting. You approach parenting from a gentle perspective. You heard even my gentle. It was not gentle, but it was gentle. So that's basically what we do when you embark on gentle parenting. But I must say that it requires a lot and a lot of patience and a lot of emotional restraint from you as a parent, because oftentimes how parents have gone about in parenting has been seen as abusive. You know, corporal punishment has been abusive, has been seen as abusive. You know, a lot of the things that parents have done in the past in the name of raising children has been seen and perceived as abusive, and therefore the need for gentle parenting. And that's why then there's an uptake, because people then are seeing that this is an alternative to how parenting has always been done. And even in how you discipline your children, you are no longer just rushing, if at all, to bring out the stick, proverbially. Well, some of us were raised with belts and, you know, you got a spanking, but now you can't use that with gentle parenting because the philosophy is different. And that's the thing that challenges most parents. And, you know, when you're a dad and you are talking to a child and you can see that this person is just not listening. I've seen videos on social media where the mother, in a household where there are two parents, the mother would be applying gentle parenting. No, sweetie, you can't do that. Don't do that. We don't do that here because that impacts on other people's emotions. And you need to try and express your emotions rather than... And then the child just keeps on going and on and going on. And then the voice of the dad would eventually come in because the dad would just see that this is just something else. And then they would say, hey, stop that. And with just that, children stop. And then you think, does really gentle parenting work? And I'd like to hear from you if you are a proponent of gentle parenting. Has it worked? And if you've raised children and they've grown up to be, let me put it this way. You've raised up children and they've grown up to be adults through gentle parenting. How has that worked? How are they now? Have you been raised in that mode of being parented gently? And how have you turned out? And I'm asking this because I became aware of it very recently. And I don't know an adult child who has experienced that. And it would be important to get the actual evidence of how it is. So drop me a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376. That's our Impact WhatsApp line. And I just want to get your thoughts around that. But the early foundations of gentle parenting are philosophically based, if I can put it that way. that, you know, before the 18th, when you look this thing up, you realize that in the 18th century, many cultures viewed children as miniature adults who needed like strict discipline and control. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to present both sides to this this parenting right now, but just tonight I just want to unpack for you what gentle parenting is, and then next week we will juxtapose that with biblical parenting, because as believers we need to know where we stand with everything that is available to us. And I don't want to do injustice to gentle parenting because I want to rush to maybe sharing with you about biblical parenting, but let's explore what gentle parenting is. Let's explore its roots. So it's philosophically based, where it's rather than just enforce discipline and control, how about you then bring children, go to where the child is and walk the journey with them into bringing some emotional, emotional stability, emotional awareness, and getting them to be in touch with their emotions so that they can express their emotions effectively. And especially with some parents then using corporal punishment as a way of parenting, as a way of enforcing certain things, certain discipline, certain conduct, and punishing certain conduct, then there was a need to say, there has to be an alternative. And when people then start saying there has to be an alternative, they find an alternative. So the alternative to corporal punishment was gentle discipline. How do you gentle discipline a child? Go to the corner, think about what you've done. That kind of thing. That's how gentle parenting advocates for discipline. And they argued inherently that children were good and that education should be basically neutral and supportive rather than coercive. In some aspects, you're more than welcome to agree with it, and you're also more than welcome to disagree, but you cannot just throw it out altogether, because there are some aspects of it that kind of make sense, where you can't just always apply corporal punishment without the child understanding why they're being punished. And punishment shouldn't be based purely out of anger, but as a parent, you need to give the child an understanding of why they're being punished and for what they're being punished, so that they are able to understand that what I did has consequences. But now with gentle parenting, you kind of have to gently go into explaining all of that rather than just saying, I am punishing you for this, and therefore this is the rod, and whop, 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 and then you whip the child. So that's how it all plays out differently. Now, another aspect of it is that gentle parenting says you have to introduce child-led learning, which fosters respectful interaction between a child and the adult. So you kind of say, let's establish that respectful relationship between us, where I will respect your emotions, I will respect what you have to say, provided you respect what I have to say, provided you respect me as a person. So you look at each other almost as both as human beings worthy of respect, worthy of consideration. And there was then the psychological aspect of parenting, where certain psychologists then came in and said childhood experiences shape the personality of a child, making parenting crucial to emotional development, which then I can understand as well, why a parent needs to help a child articulate the emotions. And if we just put a pause there, many of our boys, I'm going to speak to boys specifically, many of our boys today find themselves in gender-based violence, where they have been rejected or they have a sense of entitlement towards somebody else's child. And when that somebody else's child says no, then they feel that they have been emasculated, then they feel that they have been rejected, and therefore they feel a need to force the other, force the girl child or the girl into submission, forced submission. You will say yes, and if she doesn't, then it goes on a violent tirade. And because he couldn't express himself, because he didn't understand who he was and how he's in understanding his emotions, then he found himself in a position where he thought that the only thing that's available to him is violence, and therefore he goes out and he becomes violent. And because his emotional IQ is not that developed, if he were to probably slap a girl and the girl slaps him back or fights back, then he's enraged because he believes, how dare this person, especially how dare a girl fights? Who is she to fight me? And then the fight escalates, and then it escalates up until it becomes deadly. Now he's committed a murder, he's committed an atrocity that probably he did not even intend to from the start. So emotional regulation, emotional intelligence is important for the development of a child, any child, both boy and girl, boy or girl, from an early age. So I could understand the aspect of gentle parenting when it comes to that point, that we need to do that. We need to help children understand the emotions, be able to articulate the emotions, and communicate them effectively. Make sure that their emotions are understood, but also make sure that they understand other people's emotions and respect them, because it's built on a foundation of respect, give and take. It goes both ways. And that's what's important about gentle parenting. That's what its goal is to achieve, the emotional connectedness of a child. That also, gentle parenting approaches emphasizes warmth, responsiveness, and emotional security, where somebody is content, is secure in how they feel. They do not feel any sense of insecurity around who they are and what they do and what they have to do. However, there are things that we need to also take note of, that when you go the route of gentle parenting, harsh discipline is a no-no, because you are therefore bringing that part of being authoritative to a child. You are then being coercive towards a particular behavior, whereas you need to walk with them and bring them closer into this part where they have to understand that actually this is what they must do. This is what they need to do, not just throw themselves into a space. And so as parents, it then becomes a challenge. How do you then get to navigate that? Because it is difficult when you've never done it, when you've never seen it done. And I've seen there a lot of, if you look up on social media and you do your research, you will see that some people are even hosting seminars and conferences around gentle parenting so that they help parents understand gentle parenting. Now, my show tonight, or my conversation with you, rather, let me put it that way, was just around sharing with you what gentle parenting is about. And what I would like you to do is come back next week, where we then unpack biblical parenting and what that looks like compared to what you have heard tonight. And I know you do have opinions. I know that there are things that you've also experienced. And yes, we would love to hear from you. So you're welcome. You're more than welcome to drop us a WhatsApp. Start with the word GITP and then gentle parenting. That's the topic. Send that to 071-364-0376. This has been Zibusa El Gunene, sharing my heart and what God wants us to explore and talk about on God in the picture. Let us bring our parenting into this space. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.